It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, September 1st, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Our Friday 5, the 5 big stories of the week as we head into the weekend. Please remember, subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. At 5 in 10 is the address. And then guarantee we don't get canceled by downloading the free Skywatch TV app to your smartphone or tablet. Details coming up before the end of this program. Topic number 5 this week, the border. We effectively have no country. This week, we learned the White House confirmed that a smuggler with ties to the Islamic State, ISIS, is helping people cross the border from Mexico into the United States. CNN had earlier reported that the FBI is investigating more than a dozen Uzbeks who entered the southern border earlier this year. This investigation launched after intelligence officials discovered that migrants traveled here with the help of a smuggler connected to ISIS. That makes the other story that we reported earlier this week even more difficult to understand. Why have officials with Customs and Border Protection welded open 114 floodgates along the border between Arizona and Mexico? You see five of them right there. These are in what we call gullies or washes that flood every year during the monsoon season. Typically, they're opened up to prevent debris from smashing up against the border wall and compromising the integrity of the border fence. Also allows for a species of endangered deer or antelope to migrate back and forth between the U.S. and Mexico. But this year, the gates were opened early, even though weather forecasts said that the monsoon season was starting late. And then they were allowed to stay open when local border patrol decided to close the gates. They were ordered by a number of organizations, a number of government offices, including the Forestry Service, to leave them open. And then on the order of CBP officials in Washington, D.C., the gates were welded open to keep them open. And this is allowing as many as 1,400 illegals to cross the border every single day from as far away as China. And again, since we now know that at least one smuggler is connected to the Islamic State, an organization that holds no love for these United States, why are we allowing the mind reels? We effectively have no country. Now, look, I know that Texas Governor Abbott and to a lesser extent, Florida Governor DeSantis have been sending busloads of illegal migrants to so-called sanctuary cities like New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles. Those cities now begging the federal government for help because they're being overwhelmed. But while Republicans are celebrating, you know, owning the libs, the fact remains that these illegals are still in the country. At the end of the political stunt, the only thing that's happened is that Governor Abbott, Governor DeSantis have scored some political points. That's all. I would like to see our states, our governors of our southern states on the border with Mexico use their National Guard troops to actually turn back the people smugglers, take away the financial benefit for them to bring these people to the southern border and let them walk across. Topic number 4, how does it end? In Ukraine, that is. United States announced this week it will start training Ukrainian fighter pilots on the F-16 at an Air National Guard base in October. This will be at the Morris Air National Guard base in Tucson. This will follow English language instruction at Lackland Air Base in San Antonio because the Ukrainian pilots and their ground crews need to learn enough English to actually read the manuals. Supplying F-16s to Ukraine has been touted as a game changer in the ongoing war that began last February, but the reality of the situation is that these pilots will not be proficient enough on the F-16 to actually take them into battle for at least a couple of years. And that's assuming the Russians just allow the F-16s to park peacefully on the ground at air bases in Ukraine, which I highly doubt will take place. It will be years before they go into battle, and the life expectancy of the pilot when they actually engage Russian air defenses is not a certain thing. The war, in fact, may not even last long enough for these F-16 pilots to see any action. Up to 10,000 Ukrainian soldiers being trained by Dutch, Danish, and German officers at a base in Germany. But as Financial Times found when they wrote a story on it published this past week, the conscripts being sent by Ukraine to for military training are as old as 71 years of age. Now, the corporate media here in the United States has publicized the fact that Russia has raised the age of mandatory service in Russia. You know, all men of military age are required to do 1 year of service. They've raised that age now to 27. But the fact is that in Ukraine, all men between the ages of 18 and 60 are supposed to remain at home and wait for, well, wait to be possibly called up and called into service. Regardless of how you feel about who's responsible for the war in Ukraine, the bottom line is this: people are dying, and there doesn't seem to be any good reason on one side or the other. The one thing I think I hope we can agree on is that this war should end sooner rather than later. Topic number three, BRICS. This week, the BRICS nations announced that they would add six new member states come January. The BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. As of next January, it will include Argentina, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. This bigger BRICS alliance means that BRICS will represent about 46% of the world's population, about 37% of global GDP, still smaller than the G7 nations in terms of gross domestic product, but BRICS would now consist of some of the world's largest oil producers. In addition to Russia, Saudi Arabia, UAE, Egypt, Nigeria, also looking at membership, may join the group when the bloc expands at its next summit, which will be next summer in Russia, 2024. And that may have implications for the dollar as the world's de facto reserve currency, because currently all oil transactions on international markets are done in dollars. And if the BRICS nations band together and decide to start accepting payment in, say, the yuan or the ruble, the ability of the United States government to just print money indefinitely, knowing that there will always be a market out there for dollars, may find itself in a whole new reality, which has pretty serious economic implications for you and me as American citizens. Topic number two, COVID. Be afraid, be very afraid. President Biden last Friday announcing he's going to ask Congress for more money to develop yet another COVID vaccine that followed a recorded rise in COVID-19 cases in some regions, which was accompanied by, as we told you earlier this week, the return of mask mandates. Some college campuses, some offices insisting on masks once again, despite the growing body of evidence that the masks really don't do anything to slow the spread of respiratory viruses. They're just too small for the virus. It's like trying to keep mosquitoes out of your yard with a chain link fence. Anyway, new vaccines containing the version of Omicron called XBB.1.5 already being developed by Pfizer, Moderna, Novavax. But the virus continues to mutate, which is exactly what coronaviruses do. A new variant called Parola has been detected in Canada. Media reports are always sure to mention that it's the most highly mutated version of the coronavirus since Omicron emerged in 2021. Parola not yet declared a virus or a variant of concern. Just know that highly mutated does not mean more dangerous. Coronaviruses, or mRNA, or rather RNA-based viruses, tend to mutate rapidly. But typically, in the case of coronaviruses, they mutate rapidly to become more transmissible, but less dangerous. And that's exactly what's happened with SARS-CoV-2. Also this week, a new mask study done by a university in South Korea found that the N95 COVID masks, the gold standard of COVID masks, may actually expose users to dangerous levels of toxic compounds. Now, they did find that it may, in fact, be due to the plastic packaging the masks arrive in. So leaving them exposed to the air makes them less dangerous in that regard. But it does then beg the question about what else is this plastic around that we might be using and exposing ourselves to these so-called toxic volatile organic compounds. Coming up, saving the Great Salt Lake in Utah, one bottle of water at a time. That's next on the Friday Five.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, with just a few minutes on the clock, we want to make sure that you know how you can get your copies of both of these incredible new works in the Warriors of God special offer. When you order the Warriors of God special offer, you'll receive the Kingdom Warrior Full Spectrum Spiritual Warfare, Biblical Clearing and Maintaining Your Spiritual Perimeter by Dr. Michael Lake. But you'll also receive the brand new book by Corby Shuey, For Valor, Defending the Faith for Those of Worth. Both of these works complement each other fabulously and take you on a journey of next-level comprehension of spiritual warfare. But that's not all. Right now, when you order the Warriors of God special offer, we're also including, absolutely free, the phenomenal two-disc collection on DVD, The Final Countdown, featuring Dr. Thomas Horn, Ali Anderson, and Donna Howell on how the secrets hidden within the biblical feasts unveil the final countdown to the return of Jesus Christ and the rapture of the church. But also included in this incredible special offer is Dr. Michael Lake's massive Shearith Imperative Data DVD library that includes 56 different Christian classic books on PDF for use on device of your choosing, Understanding the Kingdom audio series, the eSword Biblical Software for Windows, and several TV appearances featuring Dr. Michael Lake. All of these items hold a retail value of $95, yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling.
Item number one today, the Great Salt Lake. It is drying up. Hit a record low in 2022. Now, it did recover about 5.5 feet this year due to a record snow melt. But according to scientists who seem to call everything a record these days, the 250 billion gallons of water that poured into the Salt Lake this year will not be enough to save it. If we don't pump even more greenhouse gases into the atmosphere to make electric vehicles, to save the atmosphere, to save, you know, the Great Salt Lake will dry up and go away. But a group of activists in Utah have a plan. It's a Mormon art collective called the Arch Hive. They plan to refill the Great Salt Lake. Not just refill it, they want to extend the glory of the Great Salt Lake, return to the grandeur of Lake Bonneville, which is the name scientists have given to the primordial lake that existed in the prehistoric past. It basically covered all of what is now present-day Utah. And they're going to drive all of humanity out of Utah by refilling the basin one bottle of water at a time. They say they've already added about 100 gallons to the lake, which, according to calculations at notthebee.com, amounts to about 2.2 billionth of a foot of water. At that rate, the state of Utah will be underwater about the time the sun explodes and sucks the solar system into a black hole. Skywatch TV this week talking about spiritual warfare with Dr. Michael Lake and Corby Shuey, their new books from Defender Publishing, The Kingdom Warrior and For Valor. And it is a fascinating conversation that's very timely given what's going on in the world around us. Our broadcast schedule for the main Skywatch TV program is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. You can watch the program right now, of course, at skywatchtv.com. If you've got Roku or Apple TV, make sure you've got Skywatch TV's channel 4, that set-top box. You can watch the program on your big screen right there. You can also check it out at our YouTube channel for the main Skywatch TV program called At Skywatch TV Now, or Rumble. Of course, Rumble's got all of our video content there. But best of all is download our free mobile app. This app brings all of our video content to you along with a Bible with multiple translations, an audio Bible, mind you, calendar of upcoming events, news updates 3 times a week, a place to donate if you're so led, and much more. It is absolutely free. You can use Apple's AirPlay or Google's Chromecast to send video content to your smart TV, and available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. We have links to all of those app stores at our website, skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.